It's not every day you get to hear five bassoonists performing together, much less five of the most innovative and accomplished bassoonists in the world. Dark in the Song, a contemporary bassoon collective formed in 2010, is that Dream Team bassoon ensemble. University of North Carolina School of the Arts instructor Saxton Rose, Rachel Elliott, Michael Harley, Lynn Heilman, and Peter Kolke. The group has performed extensively here in the Triad, and this week, Dark in the Song is premiering new music by Bang on a Can Music Collective founder, composer Michael Gordon. His Rushes is an hour-long work, and the group will perform it in Boston, Philadelphia, and New Jersey. Dark in the Song, bassoonists Saxton Rose and Rachel Elliott. The idea of the ensemble, I mean, what sparked that and how did it come about?
I think, well, Lynn Heilman, my colleague up in West Virginia, she's up in Morgantown, West Virginia, said she thought the idea came from when she was over in Birmingham, England at one of the previous International Double Reed Society conventions. She was chatting with this really wonderful bassoonist from Winston-Salem, Saxton Rose, and they sort of hatched this idea that, hey, we should get together. Everyone's in this North Carolina, South Carolina. She's 6 hours away, so she's the farthest, but we've got some good players right in the same area, and let's do something. We're all interested in contemporary music. We're colleagues, peers.
It's also nice, bassoonists, you operate in this sort of isolated world sometimes in your room or, you know, in your studio practicing and making reeds, this terribly difficult instrument. And so it's nice to sort of the camaraderie of getting people together. I've learned so much from everyone.
Every time we get together, we learn a new fingering some new ideas.
You know, we're trading reeds. And, you know, it's been great. When you get new works like this with really creative composers who then have the information from us about, you know, what the possibilities of the instrument are, I think it can be just very exciting music.
There's a unique sound. Anytime you get it could be clarinet choir, it could be saxophone quartet, could be bassoon ensemble. When they're all in the same family, there's just a ringing sound that I love so much.
All right. Great point. And with the bassoon in particular, we get this just enormous and beautiful, lush sound sometimes. Not all instruments work particularly well in combination.
A piccolo ensemble, for example, not so good.
Exactly.
Yeah. What draws you both to, I know you've both done a lot of work in contemporary music. Saxton, starting with you, what's the pull for you in terms of new music?
Actually, I've been asked this very recently by a composer and who's writing a piece for me and someone else, and I just am looking for great music. So, you know, music that has electronics or music that has whatever it is, just music that sort of interests me, and hopefully it'll interest other people.
Uh-huh. I got drawn into contemporary music pretty early on in my undergraduate. I mean, I just could see that I don't think I'm an orchestral player. I don't think I'm going to be able to do that. I don't think it's my complete passion, but I love playing new pieces. I don't know if it was the kind of independent streak in me, but as I've matured a little bit and been making my living as a freelancer who does a lot of contemporary music and working closely with composers, the fact that you're collaborating with this person, having a dialogue back and forth saying, no, this isn't going to work, or oh, what a beautiful idea, or this is something new I've never heard before and it's so wonderful. I think that interaction with a live person who's the creator is really very fulfilling part of the process.
Dark in the Song, bassoonists Saxton Rose and Rachel Elliott. You'll find links to more information and videos of Dark in the Song at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.